Rembrandt Harmenszoon van Rijn was born in Leiden on the 15th of July 1606, allegedly. The artist himself seems to have thought his birth date was a year later. Some 70 museums around the world and the Dutch Tourist Board have decided to cash in on this 400th birthday early rather than late. And this would have been a very familiar sound and sight to the young Rembrandt. Yes, it's a windmill. There were two windmills in front of Rembrandt's childhood home and the river, a branch of the important trade route, the River Rhine. Hence, Rembrandt van Rijn. Harmen, Rembrandt's father, was a miller. Can there be anything more Dutch than a windmill? Yes, Rembrandt van Rijn. The painter, the paintings, the product.
Every museum that owns a Rembrandt is highly aware of the fact that the miller's son is one of their main drawing cards. Rembrandt is the rock of the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam and the Mauritshuis collection in The Hague. The Rijksmuseum recently had people queuing around the block to see a special exhibition comparing two giants of Baroque art, Caravaggio and Rembrandt. The National Gallery of Victoria lent its early masterpiece by Rembrandt, Two Old Men Disputing, to the show, and it turned out to be one of the highlights. It was the first time this very important work returned to Holland since it was purchased in 1936. According to the NGV's senior conservator John Payne, Australia is very lucky to have two very good paintings by Rembrandt.
We have early Rembrandt, we have late Rembrandt, and it's remarkable for a collection like this, sitting here in Melbourne, to have two pictures and two, you know, extremely good examples from either end of the career.
During his lifetime, Rembrandt was a very successful artist. And make no mistake, he was commercially astute. But like some of his colleagues, he unfortunately also fancied himself as a collector and a businessman.
I'm Arie Wallert. Museum scientist and a curator for the exhibition of Really Rembrandt. He made an incredible amount of money, and the money that he made it possible for him to buy a house in one of the most upscale areas of Amsterdam, and it made it possible for him to acquire a huge collection of beautiful things. He was fond of beautiful things, and he bought them indiscriminately. He didn't care whether it was expensive or not, he just bought things. Well, he went just way over the top in buying things.
Today, Rembrandt is much more than the foremost painter of the Dutch Golden Age. The Jubilee prompted the Netherlands Board of Tourism to turn Rembrandt, the self-portraitist, into a poster boy, and the result was a significant increase in foreign visitors. Rembrandt and his image are a quality brand. Books on his art, postcards, posters, fridge magnets, jigsaw puzzles depicting the night watch, the Jewish bride, self-portraits and other favourites sell like hotcakes.
Can you help with something?
I'm Irma Lichtenwagner. I'm a buyer for the Rijksmuseum, buyer for the three shops we have got, one on the airport, two in Amsterdam. We have got a web shop as well, and I'm involved with the product development. In this 400-year Rembrandt's birth we are commemorating, we had a lot more sales than normally, and we did so far more than 40% over the normal sales, whereas visitors increased by about 30%.
Rembrandt's life was full of beauty, happiness, strife, drama and pain. So it is kind of surprising that he has only now become the subject of a musical. The initiator and producer of Rembrandt the Musical is Holland's godfather of gossip journalism, Henk van der Meijden. Rembrandt was made into a national icon in the 19th century, a fact that the Nazis were hoping to capitalize on when they occupied the Netherlands during World War II. Lisbeth van der Horst, director of the Dutch Resistance Museum, explains how Rembrandt came to be the model Aryan.
The Dutch Nazis were looking for a new National Socialist Dutch icon who would fit in the new Germanic culture. They were looking for a new national symbol who could replace the royal family,